From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Department started doing at-home testing for the coronavirus last week, aimed at helping people who are unable to drive. But when the fire department ordered masks to help keep firefighters safe, something unexpected happened. WLRN's Danny Rivero has that story.
The federal government confiscated a million N95 masks that the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Department ordered. The department ordered the masks to keep first responders safe. Frank Rollison is the director of emergency management for Miami-Dade County. He called the federal government's move a hijacking.
We were going to meet the plane and actually take them. So that's like gold, you know. But we got the word from the company that they had been taken by the federal government.
The incident follows similar reports from across the country, with states and cities saying the federal government is routinely intercepting shipments of personal protection equipment. Miami-Dade County is the epicenter of Florida's COVID-19 outbreak. And last week, the fire department started offering at-home tests for people who are unable to drive.
You know, we thought we were in pretty good shape with having that amount coming in, and we were usurped.
The Trump administration did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
The state of Florida is going to test more people for the coronavirus. Yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis announced that the state signed contracts with two new testing companies. The goal is to increase testing capacity by 18,000 a day. During a news conference yesterday, the governor said expanded testing efforts are focused on Florida's most vulnerable people.
These tests at these labs will primarily be where we send our samples that we collect in the long-term care and assisted living facilities and at the community-based walk-up sites.
DeSantis said he anticipates the testing companies will be able to provide results within a two-day period. The governor did not immediately provide the names of the testing companies that signed the contracts. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.